This from Mark Seagraves from Channel 4. According to sources, Chairman Phil Mendelson is close to announcing a deal with the Commanders that will change some of the financial terms of the Mayor Bowser original deal and open the door for a council vote within days after public hearings. I believe the public hearings are next week. I think they're the 28th and the 29th, or the 29th and the 30th. So that sounds like major progress, at least according to Mark Seagraves, Channel 4. Phil Mendelson close to announcing a deal with the team. I'm sorry.
Saying Bowser is on the Junkies tomorrow in studio, so it could be tied into that.
Mayor Bowser is? Okay, yep. Mayor Bowser is on tomorrow morning with the Junkies. What time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. So you can hear it right here on the Team 980, the Mayor on with the Junkies tomorrow morning. Also, I saw this tweeted out. Hold on, let me just see. Something about Sam Cosmi. Dan Quinn, I guess, said something this morning that Sam Cosmi. Here it is. Bram tweeted out. Quinn says it's on the table for Cosmi to play in week one. There's no certainty of it, but it's a sign of his recovery from the knee ligament injury, and that it's going very well. All right, 301-230-0980. We will be, you know, pretty much on the air. You know, now I'm going to have some days off coming up just to give you a heads up. But this show will be on the air a lot of the time that practice is going on and news is coming out. So tune in, you know, every day 10 to 1 on the Team 980 or the team980.com or on our YouTube page, because this is when they're practicing, not every day at this time. And you get a lot of, you know, pressers like Quinn before practice and Jaden Daniels after practice. I think Bobby Wagner is expected to speak as well after practice today. Already the tweets are flying about how great Jaden Daniels looks in 7-on-7, I would imagine. Ben Standing will be with us at noon. All right, the question at 301-230-0980, with us officially in this, you know, for the lack of a better description, stalemate, standoff, you know, deadlock between Terry and the team. Whose side are you on? Team Terry or team front office? I do have a Twitter poll up at Kevin Sheehan DC on X on Twitter, if you want to check it out. Right now, pretty tight, 52.8% team Terry, 47.2% team front office, with over 400 votes already in. What do you say on the phone lines? 301-230-0980. Ian, go ahead.
First of all, I believe a deal will be done. Both sides tend to benefit from this. The team does not have an adequate replacement. They did not draft somebody. There's nobody in line. I don't think Deebo Samuel is a viable option. So I think both sides need this deal to be done. But in terms of your question, I am Team Terry. His resume as a Washington Commander, Redskin football player speaks for itself. Adam Peters, as general manager, has some hits and has some misses. His hits in the draft are Jaden, obvious. Mikey Sanders, still obvious. There's some TBDs or misses in the draft.
All the rest of them are TBDs. Agency. You don't evaluate a draft after one season. Even you wouldn't do that.
Sure. His free agent acquisitions, Luvu, Wagner hits.
Ertz, Eckler hits.
I don't know if
Armstrong, kind of a hit.
Factor. To me, to
chin,
be a hit, you've got to be a hit. No, again, my criteria to be a hit is to make a Pro Bowl team. They didn't do that.
Oh, really?
And then his misses. Yeah,
you don't sign every free agent with the idea that they're going to make a Pro Bowl.
Sure, but I'm
especially with the deals that they paid out, they were almost all you know, low offer, short term deals.
Sure, but again, Marcus
Mariota
resume, and he again, I wouldn't. Would you call?
I mean, the list keeps going on. Ian Allegretti started every game last year. Tyler Biadasz. I mean, come on, man.
No, come on, man. Kevin, we all
did very well in free agency last year.
Kevin, we all understand they made the NFC title game on the back of Jaden Daniels.
That's a different subject.
If you're looking at his free agent acquisitions and you're doing a resume, you would say his hits are obviously Luvu and Wagner. They made the Pro Bowl. They were all pro players.
Biotish was a hit. Sure. I mean, if we're talking about hits, Tyler Biotish was significant last year. Okay, significant. Austin Eckler, I'm not sure they looked better in the backfield than when Eckler was out there. Zach Ertz was so significant last year in clutch situations, in big games.
You're
underselling the free agency class of 2024 for Adam Peters and company. Underselling
it. A lot of those guys are just guys. If Zach Ertz wasn't on the team.
Back to your point, believing in Terry and taking Terry's side is totally reasonable. I'm not knocking that at all, but my reasons wouldn't be that I'm not really sold yet on Adam Peters because of his free agent class last year. It only produced two hits. That's just not true.
Well, again, when I'm evaluating Peters, he doesn't have enough of a resume here for me to take his side over Terry.
Fair enough.
He does have a resume here.
Right. Yeah, look, that's fair. 1 year, just like you can't evaluate a draft in 1 year, it's hard to evaluate a general manager in 1 year. But I went in, as you know, in sort of survival benefit of the doubt mode because it's like, finally, we can live a little bit here. And year one was not disappointing, clearly. But it's only 1 year, to your point. And this is the first big contract situation he has had as a general manager in his career. So let's see what happens. I mean, you know, he'll get judged a little bit on this, no doubt. But no bigger judgment was going to be made on Adam Peters than the first draft choice he made because that was the most crucial towards the team's future. And we all believe, even though it's only been a year, that he got that one right. Thank you, Ian. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert, team Terry or team front office on this?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Kevin. But
sure.
I don't have a side in this, but if I did, I would never want my GM to capitulate to a player's demands. That's the Vinny Serrato method of being a GM. So here's the things that are fair certainties. They're not going to pay him $30 million a year because if they were, they'd already have done that. And they probably don't want to guarantee him serious coin after the next 2 years because of the quarterback situation. So they're at a standstill. You know where this could wind up? Trent Williams situation.
No.
Remember that?
No, there was bad blood between Trent Williams and Bruce.
But Trent Williams sat out the 2019 season. It's not a very good financial move for a player to do that, but McLaurin may be so principled that he may actually do that. I actually think he's going to play under his current contract because I don't think they're going to come to an agreement, and it wouldn't make sense for him to do otherwise. So I think that's probably how it's going to wind up. And one quick thing I want to add on the waiving of fines. That applies to veteran players who have signed a second contract. I believe if a player is still on a rookie contract, the fines can be waived. But don't hold me to that. But I believe that's what that CBA specified. But anyhow.
Okay, I think as you've got time left on your deal, if you're a free agent, you're a free agent. Obviously, you're not signed by anybody. But you just actually brought up something because I think this is.
You just gave me an idea for another segment.
Go ahead.
You could have a player on a rookie deal coming into the fourth year, depending upon what round he was drafted in. They could sit out, and the team would have the authority if they signed a deal to waive those fines. That's my understanding of how it works. But not like in McLaurin. He signed a second contract. So if he's under contract, remember Trent Williams, some of them are on the tag. When they're on the tag, that would also apply. But anyhow, I'll shut up now so your friend in Virginia can come in and talk about soft tissue injuries.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, here, holdouts come at a hefty cost. Players are fined $50,000 for each day they hold out. Previously, teams could waive those fines, but the loophole was closed under the current collective bargaining agreement, which was ratified in March of 2020. Now, and I think this was what Robert was talking about, only players on rookie contracts can get that relief. Thank you, Robert, for that. Let's go to Billy. Billy, are you Team Terry or Team Front Office?
Kevin, good morning. First thing I'd say is shout out, Godspeed to the Prince of Darkness. That was a hell of a good run he had as a rock and roll performer.
I was not a huge Black Sabbath guy or a big Ozzy guy, but I certainly have friends, including one of my sons who's a musician who was definitely into it. So, rest in peace. 76, too young. But he lived a hard, fast life, that's for sure.
His body was 140, they said.
You know
what Ozzy would have said? Nobody knows because nobody could understand him. Listen, our friends in Baltimore, I just remind them he'd have three more Super Bowls if he would have kept Flacco as a quarterback. Terry is, in gangster terms, and we're all fans of the gangster movie genre, he's a made guy here. And you don't mess with a made guy. And Adam is messing up. And this is the first time, and they did a heck of a job last year, NFC Championship, would have won the Super Bowl if they didn't turn the ball over four times against Philly. He's a made guy. You don't mess with a made guy. That's the bottom line. And he should have found a way to get him paid. I mean, $15 million this year, if any of us were in that position where we're at the top of our craft and looking at other players who are making twice as much money as we are, you'd have to find a way as the front office to get the guy signed. And this is the first real, outside of not changing the names, which is just idiocy. They got to change the team name. It's the first real chink in the armor in the first year. They got everything else basically right. And that just to remind the fans.
Is it going to, for you, who is, you've already got Jaden as the greatest of all time and a first ballot Hall of Famer. For you, if they don't get a deal done with Terry, are you going to be impacted at all when the season starts?
You know, Kevin, just to remind, and great the question, three games, 14 catches, 227 yards, and three touchdowns in the playoffs. That guy was a playoff baller. I think that's important. I'm not going to be affected, dude. All I know is that at the end of the year, when the time comes, have great cultures. And this is not good for the culture. This is bad for the culture. And I loved the culture last year. I thought they all played hard. I was proud of the team as a team. The commander's name's dumbest in history. But outside of that, I hope it doesn't mess with the culture. Because that's a team.
I bet it doesn't.
90 guys
Billy, I bet it doesn't.
Terry as a pro.
I'm not saying that people aren't going to be upset that Terry's not there. But Terry's going to be there. Terry is going to be there. He's playing for this team in 2025. If they trade him or he holds out when regular season games begin, I will be so much more shocked than I was that he didn't at least show up and hold in yesterday. I just don't see that happening. You can't trade him at this point. You're not going to get enough back. Thank you,
Adam's
Billy.
Riding a crazy train right now. That's all I'll say. Adam's riding a crazy train.
I don't think so. I trust that they know what they're doing. And again, for us to be definitive one side or the other without knowing what the team has offered and what Terry's asking for and what that delta really is, that's kind of crazy town, because we're going to do this and we're going to have our hunches and our feels for this, but we don't have enough information. Like if the team offered... You know, let's just say the team was down in, hold on, let me pull up the list. They're down there in the, Nico Collins range of about $24 million. By the way, Nico Collins is really good. Like, he's going to be, I think he's on his way to becoming a star. Let's just say they offered him less than T. Higgins got. Okay, T. Higgins would be a number one on a lot of teams. He may have the best hands in football, but he's a number two in Cincinnati. He's still got a 20, you know, an average annual of $28.75 million per season. If they're under T. Higgins at, say, $28 or $27 million, I could see why Terry, who wants a DK Metcalf deal at $32 to $33 million, is like, are you kidding me? You can't at least get up to something that starts with a three? But again, I trust that they know what they're doing. I do. But we don't know what the number is for the team. We don't know what the number is for Terry. And we don't know where both of those sides would feel comfortable settling on. You know, sometimes when you make that first offer and the other side comes back and it is way off, you're just in, dude, we need you to come back to reality so that we can negotiate in better faith. I don't know that that's it. I'm just throwing out one scenario, meaning that the team, you know, didn't even counter the counter because they felt like it was completely off base. All right, stay on hold. I see everybody there. Team Terry or team front office? Terry is officially a holdout. This thing has reached an impasse. We are in standoff, standstill, whatever you want to say, territory. Of course, it could end by this afternoon, too. So keep it locked here on the Team 980 all day long. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.